I've got the great, great honor to welcome our patron saint for the evening, a great, great artist, a great performer, a great humanitarian, Bonnie Raitt. Welcome tonight.
Hi, Sky. I'm so glad to be here in this gorgeous studio.
I'm going to pull this down here.
Okay.
There you go.
Hi.
That's good.
And the walk from the gig was so far, I'm really tired.
I told Bonnie when we were talking about having her come on before she goes on tonight, I said, it's really 30 seconds. And I'm prone, Bonnie knows me, I'm prone to hyperbole sometimes, but it is really 30 seconds.
Really, yeah, and what a beautiful drive. I mean, there was anybody on the freeway. We've been rehearsing, and it's really fun to come and play, and a lot of our friends are here. Maya's band is all full of people that we've known for years, and Paul Barrere's coming, and
really?
Rosemary Butler's coming. I mean, a whole lot of friends are going to be here.
Yeah, and that's that. Okay, now that sets me up for the new album, which I believe is your 20th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm of a certain age that I've followed you from day one, and when you mentioned Paul, I remember when everyone was having too much fun in Los Angeles back in the Little Feet days, and I've watched it. You know, I've been a fan of yours, like all of our listeners have, since day one. I'm not patronizing you when I tell you this. We sat down and talked before Slipstream, and I told you, this is a really good record, and I want to share with the audience. Bonnie made a decision prior to Slipstream that she was, as an artist of her stature, she was going to have her own label, put out her own record, and take on the risk-reward of doing it yourself. And that succeeded. And this new record, it's your 20th record, and I'm going to ask you a question that I'm asking myself upon listeners. Is this your most fierce rockin' record you've ever made?
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
I think it is.
Some pretty good stompers on there. That's why I called it Digging Deep.
I really do think this is it.
What a band I have, and that's really the whole source of it is great songwriters. I got over my hump of, you know, will I be able to do songs that I want to do that I write? And there was like three or four grooves that I was missing in my show, and I just did it on assignment. I came up so we could add these gospels and the rockers and just different feels and more funk tunes. And then there's some great ballads, which wouldn't be a record of mine if I didn't dig deeper into that realm.
And you closed the album with you know, just a heartbreaking song. You know, on the last one on the record, it's the ones we couldn't be. It's you with a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I can see the well, nowadays it's the iPhone version of the lighters.
Oh, the candle. Yeah, it's a pretty sad song for those of you out there. The record comes out pretty soon, and I hope you guys really like it. I'm really proud of it, and I can't wait to play it. We've been in rehearsal. Like, these songs just sound fantastic live. And to make records with the band that you played with, some of these guys, for over 30 years, you know, it's just like we don't have to labor it. We don't fix stuff. We just play it. We pick a key and let it rip.
But there's a vitality. There's an energy.
Good. I'm so glad it comes off that way because, you
know, it really does.
I mean, I love what I do, but I was really rejuvenated by the Slipstream tour and the response to that record. And, of course, coming off of 10 years of dealing with my families,
yeah,
both my parents and my brother had long illnesses, and they all passed away, and I just had to take some time in 2010 to just stop and not think about the next record or anything other than just processing all those feelings of loss. And then when I really had some time just to not be worried about people or dealing with something like
right.
that, it was just like being 22 again and, like, you know, fire up the bus and let me at them. You know, it was really one of the most fun tours I've ever had, and that was what started this process going.
I get excited when legendary artists who I've followed for, you know, so much of my life and believed in, when they produce a record like this new Digging Deep, where I'm sitting here as I'm doing, and I'm lucky enough to say it to you face to face, where I'm sitting here, you know, the critical, like, radio guy and the label guy's going, is this as great as I think it is? This is as great as I think it is. No, this is as great as I think it is.
Oh, great.
I have to tell you, when you, because I know you've got some time limitations, when you did the eloquent tribute to B.B. King last week at the Grammys, and we all know that that came from the heart. And what you said was wonderfully put and so graceful. But there's a line in the opening of the album where you talk about that you have to get your strut back on.
Yep.
Let me tell you.
Resurrect our strut, yeah.
Let me tell you something. You didn't see, well, maybe you've seen it since, when you walked on the stage to join Chris Stapleton and Gary Clark Jr., you had your strut on.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
You owned
that walk.
It was
a special night. I mean, I loved BB so much, and those videos were playing, and I hadn't, during rehearsal, I deliberately not turned around because I didn't want to break up, you know, and I just was watching those guys play from the wings after that intro, and I just was so filled with so much gratitude and honoring him, and so much gratitude of being his friend, and how much I miss him, and I'm just so glad we did right by him. It was a very special moment.
It was powerful. It was powerful, and it just energized me, thinking, oh, it's just a week to go, and she's going to be playing our benefit. This is unbelievable. So I can't tell you, you know, we've talked about this, you and I, for a while, and the fact that you are here and supporting the radio station, and the fact that this is the beginning of what's going to be an incredible tour and an incredible campaign for the Diggin' Deep album, I can't express my appreciation enough to you.
Oh, my pleasure, Sky. I mean, for it's so few and far between. There's not enough stations that play people like Delbert McClinton and me and John Hyatt and John Prine and all the rock, young rock bands, and as bands that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. There's no ageism. There's no sexism. There's just good music, and there's just never been a more fertile ground for great music. I can't even get sleep sometimes. If I open up too many links at 11 o'clock.
Of course.
But wait a minute, have you heard this? And I'm so encouraged in the fact that this format has really just taken off, and this station is doing so well. You've been an avatar in the field. So, I mean, so much for us going quietly into our retirement.
Not on our watch, kid.
Exactly.
Not on our
watch.
We are.
Yeah.
And we got, and look, you know, as long as artists like yourself continue to carry the torch, and as long as there's these young artists, and we understand, you know, I told Maya earlier, you know, if you're going to run a fruit stand, someone's got to tend to the apple tree. Someone's got to care about the artist. And we're blessed that we are able to do that at this station. And it's thanks to people like yourself who show your support for us.
Well,
doing
it's mutual
this.
Because I don't get played on a lot of stations, so this is fantastic to know that
it's a win-win.
You play all my friends, you know, and I found some incredible music through you guys. I can always count when I'm coming through town, and you know, I stay in touch with what you guys play, and it's my honor to be here tonight and to be here with my friend Maya, who I just have so much respect for and love. It's just like a great reunion. I wish everybody could be here.
Well, to the folks who are coming, it's going to be a magnificent, magic night of people that truly believe in the power of music. And this person, I dare say, you know, when the people hear, as I've been fortunate enough to hear, this new record, I'm already seeing a lot of reviews, Bonnie, where they're saying, make room on your mantle because more awards are coming your way.
That's so sweet.
So
thank you.
Knock on wood.
I just want people to like it.
But
I got enough Grammys. I mean, let the young people get some more. But
no.
I'm telling you, I've been really, really blessed.
You have been.
My fans and radio and critics and my other musicians still like what I do. You know, it makes me want to just be the best I can be and keep. I mean, I don't want to bore myself, let alone my fans. So I mean, we're doing it for all the right reasons. I don't need to do it for stardom or money or this or that. I'm just doing it because I love it. It's the same reason why I did it in my first record. So,
amen.
And if I keep that in my heart, I think I'll be able to keep everybody interested. And with God willing, my health and chops are to stay together, then I'll be able to rock into my 80s and I'll still have this same hair.
I can't wait. Your hair is great, by the way. It's fantastic.
It'll be all white except for one red streak.
Yeah, but that's you'll reverse it. But it's looking
you're
looking fantastic.
Thank you.
I can't wait. It's just hours away. Those of you coming, we are all going to be fortunate. She's in Fine Spirits, the album Diggin' Deep. I can't wait for you to have it. And we're going to hear her tonight, her great legacy. Ms. Bonnie Raitt. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much. I'll be playing for you tonight.
All right. And all of us. And we'll now play one. I'm going to play something from Bonnie's new record. Now, this one is one that I think really does fit what I was just talking about. It has your, you know, at your humanitarian, your advocate's voice. There is a politic to it.
Yep.
And B,
I know which one you're going to play.
I don't know if I've ever heard you just tear down like you do on this song.
Well, I wanted to write something about how pissed off I was that money is taking over politics. So for whatever your political persuasion, this can be the equal opportunity event. It's not directed to one side or the other. Everybody's pissed off.
Well, and they're going to hear it, and we're going to share it with you. Bonnie Raitt, thank you. This is from the new one. It's The Coming Round is Going Through. It's a prelim of what's going to be on this great new record, Digging Deep, tonight. Make sure you get here on time. You won't want to miss a single lick.
I got to go find something fierce to wear now.
Okay. Well, head on down, and everyone coming down, get ready. The going round is coming through.